This is the Business English Podcast, episode 250. Are you Excel savvy? How to talk about your strengths in business English.
Welcome to the Business English Podcast from All Ears English. Get the English skills you need to achieve your dreams in global business. For a presentation, a meeting, or your office party, this is Real Business English with your favorite American hosts, Lindsay and Michelle, coming to you from New York City and Colorado, USA.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier, thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Hey, Michelle, what's shaking? What's going on?
Not too much. How's everything with you?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know, no complaints, but okay. I do have a question for you today.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What's the question?
Well, are you Microsoft Excel savvy?
I can't say that I am, Lindsay. Because I can function in it. I know what to do, but Microsoft Excel is surprisingly complicated. There are the pivot tables and all sorts of things. People are really, really savvy with Microsoft Excel. They know so much. So Lindsay, what about you? Are you comfortable with it?
Oh no, I never took an accounting class in college, which I realized that would have been extremely useful. It actually probably would have been very useful to major in business in college, but I didn't. But you know, yes, that's why I rely on family and friends to make my Excel spreadsheets for me.
Ah, very good. Very good. Yeah. I didn't think that I feel like we've talked about this before. Yeah. I don't remember that either of us are savvy with that. But today we have a great listener question dealing with this word savvy that we are going to get into. Actually, recently I just heard somebody named Savvy. I guess it's a nickname maybe for somebody named Savannah. And I thought, Savvy, that's kind of a cute name.
Oh, that's cute. That's very cute. Yeah, yeah. I like that name. I like that. Yeah, so this word is hot right now, I guess. And so we're going into it today. And I want to remind you to hit the follow button. Guys, hit that follow button. That way, Business English will drop right into your listening queue so you won't miss a single episode. Right, it'll become part of your habit, your weekly habits. Yes.
Love it. Love it. Lindsay, could you read the listener question from Joseph today?
Yeah, this is from Joseph Suarez Alcantara. All right, here we go. So he says, can you please explain the word savvy? I think knowing the right meaning of some terms can help us to fix and understand better the expressions. Thanks.
Nice. Love it. Yes. So great question. We use this word on the All Ears English podcast. Guys, if you aren't listening to the All Ears English podcast, definitely get on over there, hit follow. Don't leave this episode, but after you finish listening to this episode, listen to the All Ears English podcast. That is a huge, huge podcast that we have. I think you would love it. You're going to love it. Check out episode 2139 over there, which was Take a Stab at These English Phrases.
Yeah, go over there. We publish 5 days a week now over in All Ears English. So there's plenty of content to be had across our entire network of three shows, also including the IELTS Energy podcast. All right.
Right.
Good stuff.
Right.
So, all right, Michelle. So savvy, it's a great word to use in the workplace. Yeah. That's why it's on Business English today, to talk about your strengths or even your weaknesses, right?
Interesting. So according to Merriam-Webster, the definition is having or showing perception, comprehension, or shrewdness, especially in practical matters. So practical matters like Microsoft Excel. It basically means being smart about something. You're smart.
Yeah. It does kind of have a connotation of practicality. She's savvy. She can get this almost like a doing feeling to it. Less about knowing, more about doing. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. Yeah. Something that you can do. You're savvy about how to do something. That makes sense to me. But we can use it in many different ways, and we're going to cover some of these today. one of the first ones that comes to mind, we've also used this on All Ears English, I believe, before, Lindsay. We've talked about being tech savvy. You and I, yes. We always talk about, are we tech savvy? Are we not tech savvy, Lindsay? Are you tech savvy?
It depends on what tech you're talking about. It scales up, right? Depending on, I would say in general, I'm not bad. I'm probably average, somewhere in the middle. What about you?
Somewhere in the middle. Yeah, I can function, but I can't do any special tricks. But basically means this: you're maybe good at computers, phones, just good at figuring those things out, maybe solving problems, whatever it is. But it's all relative, because compared to some people, somebody might say I'm tech savvy and somebody might say I have no clue what I'm doing.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's all relative.
Yeah, exactly. So the way you just asked that is a good pattern for our listeners to know about, right? Mm-hmm. Saying you are tech savvy, right? With a dash. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Right, really right, that. Right, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah. So something savvy, but not everything sounds natural when doing this. So we're going to talk about the safest ways to use savvy. You can't just say savvy about anything. You can't say, oh, I'm door savvy. I just looked at my door. It doesn't always work. So, but we're going to show you many ways that it does work today.
Okay. Yeah. If you're able to do something well. So let's get into it, Michelle. Yes. Tell us more here.
All right. So another way to use it is to be savvy about something. So mm-hmm. you can say it's important to be savvy about travel, because otherwise our team will waste a lot of time on logistics. So also a practical thing, not just knowing about travel, but being able to book travel, find the best prices,
make
the plans, just those logistical things, something to be savvy about.
Right. Like, what website do you go to? Is it Google Flights? Is it Travelocity, Expedia, Orbitz? There's a lot of ways. So having those practical on the ground skills that can be applied to something useful, that's savvy, right?
Right. Right. Exactly. So you can be savvy about something. You can also be savvy when it comes to something. That's another common construction with these. Mm-hmm. So she's super savvy when it comes to directions, but she struggles making decisions on her own. So maybe you're talking about a job applicant. Maybe you're going to have a yearly review with an employee and you're going over things. Right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, to be savvy to review something, review your performance 100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's another way we can use it?
Well, you can say a savvy something, right?
Right. So he's such a savvy entrepreneur.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a savvy, what would be another noun you would put there? A savvy entrepreneur, a savvy scientist? I don't know. Maybe that's not.
What I mean about this word. It's interesting because some things it fits with and some things it. Right? There's something strange with it. It just doesn't fit with everything. Savvy scientist. That sounds like a good Instagram handle, right? The savvy scientist. I love it.
But it doesn't really work.
I don't think that we could run that. Yeah.
No,
it doesn't.
No.
You couldn't be a savvy.
A savvy parent. I think it's more like a street smarts. It's like skills that are a little more, practical and on the ground.
A savvy salesperson.
A savvy salesperson.
A savvy journalist. You're onto something there. It has something to do with being on the ground with something, really getting
action.
Into something. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. It's very interesting because I was coming up with lots of examples for these things. And then I thought, not everything really fits.
Well, I think maybe the reason is you wouldn't necessarily say savvy scientist, although it sounds great.
That is on the ground,
a savvy
doctor.
Well, I'm thinking about a scientist in the lab. Mm. So it's more, I think, when you kind of gain information, like when you're a doctor, you're kind of using information that you already know, like textbook mm-hmm. information, whereas an entrepreneur is kind of pivoting based on market conditions. So they're making quick decisions. I don't know if we're going to get the answer here today, Michelle. We might have to think about it and do a follow-up episode for this.
this is very interesting. Yeah.
Hola.
Hello. This call is being translated.
Abuela, listen to what my phone can do.
Abuela, escucha lo que mi teléfono puede hacer.
Wow. Ahora dime sobre tu novia nueva.
Wow. Now tell me about this new girlfriend.
Huh?
Tú sabes lo que dije.
You know what I said.
Language is no longer a barrier thanks to Live Translate with Galaxy AI on Samsung Galaxy S24 Ultra. Learn more at Samsung.com. Samsung account login required. Calls must be made using the native Samsung dialer.
Okay, we will come into another way now, Michelle, to talk about being savvy. What would it be?
We're going to give you one more word. So it's sharp. Yeah. Not physically sharp, like ouch, but sharp in the way of just having smarts about something.
Yeah, exactly. You pay attention. You remember things. You're good at problem solving. For example, he's so sharp when it comes to building new recipes.
Yeah, right. Mm. Exactly. So that's a really good word to use as well. Lindsay, what is something you would like to be savvy about?
Whenever I watch those TV shows, like right now, Tournament of Champions is going on, and it's the best chefs in the world. It's the ultimate tournament for celebrity chefs. And I don't know, I think it would be really cool in another lifetime to be an amazing chef and to be very savvy in the kitchen, to be that chef there's so much creativity in cooking.
Right. There is. Recently, I've been experimenting a little bit more with cooking, and it's a lot of fun. I just don't have time for it, but I would also like to be a savvy chef,
Cook. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a good area. Shall we jump into a role play?
Let's jump.
Let's jump for it.
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go. So here you're an interior designer and I'm your client.
All right, here we go.
I am not savvy about design at all. I'm so happy to have your help.
Oh, no problem. Well, we will just start with what you like. Colors, patterns. Send me pictures of your taste.
Okay, I can send you my Pinterest.
You know what? Can you email them? I'm not super tech savvy and I like having everything in one place.
Oh, no problem. I'll email them.
Thanks. I'm sharp when it comes to design. Don't worry. Yeah, hopefully you don't have to say that as a service provider, right?
Yeah. Right. Definitely. Yeah. So interior design. That's another thing I wish I were savvy about.
Fashion.
Some people have an eye for, I don't have that.
I don't know that either.
Wish I did. I think it's a very special skill to have that special eye for things, and I wish I had it, but I don't. Yeah.
How do you learn that? Is that natural talent?
I don't know. I feel like there is some natural talent to it. Like if I just went to interior design school right now, I'm sure I could do it, but I don't think I would be a shining star interior designer.
Yeah, maybe it'd be like an average interior designer or something, right? Yeah.
Average interior designer. So let's go through the role play. So I said, I am not savvy about design at all. So,
right. Which is true. Yeah, so that's why you hired me, right, as your designer. And I'm asking you to email me the things because I'm not super tech savvy, right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And I said, no problem. And then you said, thanks. I'm sharp when it comes to design. Don't you worry. So you're making up for not being tech savvy, but you're just saying, okay, don't worry. I'm sharp with design. That's my area.
Yeah, which is okay. I mean, I would rather hire an outstanding designer who wants me to mail them my information, you know, just because you can't be perfect at everything. I mean, you should have the skills to run a business or maybe hire someone to do the tech stuff for you.
Yeah.
But I kind of like it when people are a little bit specialized where they're a little one-sided because I find those people more interesting. You know?
I agree. If you're really, really focused on something, it can be, it's really interesting and you can feel like you can really trust that person.
Yeah. We've done episodes on All Ears English about how to talk to an expert in something at a party, how to ask them about their specialty when people go super deep into very specific things.
Yeah.
I always find those people interesting and fun to talk with for sure. Yeah. And that's why you hire a professional because they are the expert. So you don't have to worry about it yourself, right?
Yes. They can take something else off your plate or they can help you avoid certain mistakes maybe even save you money. You don't know.
Right. All the years of their experience, all the mistakes they've seen, you're benefiting from that. So the message here is hire an interior designer.
There you go.
Yeah. So this is how we use this word, guys. You could use it to describe yourself. You could use it to describe someone else or your lack of skills, right? Yeah. At the top of the show, we both said we're not very Excel savvy. That's a gap, right?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So it's very useful word. But guys, the takeaway for today is to know your strengths, know how to connect with people about them, share your strengths. And sometimes you might even show that you're a little vulnerable and share a weakness and say, I'm not tech savvy. I'm not savvy about design. And that can help connect you to someone as well.
Yeah, I agree. It's good to have balance. So when it comes to connection, it's okay to say what your weaknesses are, but don't be afraid to express what you're good at. I'm pretty savvy when it comes to navigating. You want me to ride in the front and help you, right? Things like that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
Love it. All right. Good stuff. All right, Michelle. Well, I'll talk to you very soon. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Business English, a podcast just for you, the high-achieving global professional. Want more from All Ears English? Don't miss our biggest and best podcast with 8 million monthly downloads. Just search for the All Ears English podcast and hit follow to get 4 new episodes per week on fluency, American culture, grammar, and so much more. Or tap the link in the show notes. Remember, we believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Follow the All Ears English podcast now.